Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A missile fire has been intensifying across Beirut following last night's strike near the international airport and a major border road connecting Lebanon and Syria that hundreds of thousands of civilians have been using to flee the country has been significantly bombed. In his first public appearance since the country's missile attack on Israel, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has said every country has the right to defend itself from aggressors. Well, we're joined now from Beirut by Nabi Boulos, who's Middle East Bureau Chief for the LA Times. Nabi, thank you for joining us this morning. Firstly, this massive blast near Beirut International Airport. There have been reports that it was focused on an Hezbollah stronghold and the key target was Hashim Safieddine, the man who's presumed to succeed Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader who was killed in a similar attack last week. What have you heard about that blast?
Well, so let me just say, first of all, that perhaps the area is indeed dominated by Hezbollah, but to call it a stronghold would sort of imply that it's a military area. This is very much a residential and usually densely populated neighborhood. Fortunately, it's been emptied, I suppose, over the last few weeks because of the relentless Israeli bombing. But nevertheless, this is normally a residential neighborhood. Now, in terms of the blast itself, I will tell you this much. I actually live about 3 kilometers away from the site of that blast, or perhaps a little bit over that distance. And it rattled the windows of my apartment. It was really like a long sustained blast and we could feel it, in fact. And indeed, that was the case for many people across the city. And that perhaps is a measure of how powerful the blast was and the attack was in general.
Are you getting the sense that where you are now is not a safe place to be?
Well, so far the Israeli attacks have mostly been over the southern suburbs that are indeed dominated by Hezbollah, and there have been a few in central Beirut and elsewhere. Now, where I am in the eastern part of the city has remained so far untouched, but it should be said the distances are very small. So, for example, the strike that hit central Beirut yesterday, that was only perhaps a few hundred meters from where I would normally drive every day. In fact, there's a major highway actually that bisects the city, and that links its western parts to its eastern parts. And indeed, that area is very, very busy and full of cars. Mm-hmm. So you could imagine that an errant shell or an errant missile might hit. And of course, it would cause huge amounts of civilian casualties.
And we know that people are leaving. I mentioned that major road connecting Lebanon with Syria. And we've heard that tens of thousands of people have been using that highway to leave. That has been significantly bombed, according to reports we're seeing. So what do you know about that, Nabiha?
Well, so that area, it should be said, this is between the two borders between Lebanon and Syria, right? And there's a long road that actually connects the two borders, like a no man's land area. And of course, that border crossing, it's quite busy anyway, but of course, lately, it's been just inundated with people who are trying to escape the violence, including really hundreds of thousands of Syrians who are returning home at this point. And this despite the fact that Syria is still very much at war and unstable. So, this gives you a sense of how urgent people's flight is and why that border is already inundated with people and just takes hours to get through. Of course, this will make it much, much worse. It seems clear.
Mm-hmm. And in South Lebanon, then, what is the latest that you're hearing from there? Because there have been further evacuation orders.
Indeed. I actually was in parts of South Lebanon yesterday, and I had driven out into an area, and then on the way back, the evacuation order of additional villages was issued, including the one that I was driving through. Now, it should be said, a lot of people have already left the area, right? This is basically at this point almost completely deserted, but on the way back, you could see that it was even more so. Let's say that I saw, perhaps 3 or 4 cars on the way out. On the way back, I saw no one. It was very much a ghost town. And that, again, indicates to you the amount of displacement we're talking about. White swathes of the country. And it should be said, these are areas that extend beyond the UN buffer zone that was supposed to be set up in 2006. So we're talking about a major, major invasion, if indeed that is the plan, right? If the plan is to get up to that point, then we are talking about, yes, a large portion of the country being occupied by the Israelis.
And what is the significance of the address in the last number of hours from Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei? I'm just looking at some of the lines coming in from that, saying that the United States' focus on preserving the security of Israel, he says, is a cover for its dissipated policy of seizing the region's resources. But he's very steadfast in his belief that Hezbollah and Hamas will not be defeated.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, it depends how you define defeat, right? At this point, Hamas still exists as a fighting force, though much diminished. And Hezbollah, at this point, also obviously still exists as a fighting force. You know, and yes, it has sustained some powerful blows in the past few weeks and months. And yet, nevertheless, it continues to fight. Now, the thing is, you know, does this mean that we're going to see actually a larger involvement or larger involvement from the part of Iran? It's unclear yet. We have seen, of course, the missile barrage that came out. Where that will go after Israeli retaliation is unclear. But at the same time, obviously we are talking about being on the cusp of regional war. We're already now in a war in Lebanon, it should be said, but for it to become a far wider war, we still haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the US president has said he doesn't believe there will be an all-out war. But are you saying that the feeling on the ground is very different?
For sure. I mean, the fact of the matter is we are talking about a country that is now essentially under invasion, right? And so people feel that here in Lebanon. It's very much acutely the case. You see people who are unable to make any kind of plans, unable to evacuate. I mean, we have people sleeping on the sidewalks in front of, in the downtown area, in parks, in public spaces, on the beach promenade. We are very much in a war at this point in this country anyway. And the fact is that the Biden administration has not shown, much willingness to change anything on the ground in a meaningful fashion that would stop this war.
And we're hearing from emergency and rescue workers in Lebanon. They say that they are suffering sustained attacks. They say that they feel they're being targeted.
Yes, there certainly seems to be some kind of a pattern. I'll give you an example. The large blast that happened overnight, this would normally draw in rescue workers from the Islamic Health Committee, which is a Hezbollah-affiliated civil defense service. Now, normally, over the last year, we have seen them operate in various areas, and there were understandings, let's say, between them and the Israelis in the sense that, the first responders were, for the most part, untouched. Now, of course, that's changed. In fact, I managed to go to the site of the big bombing this morning, and I saw that one of the bulldozers used to remove the rubble, it too was bombed, and we heard of a few medics who were injured in a strike as well. So obviously, this is just the last of them. I mean, yesterday, the attack in central Beirut killed about seven of these workers. So there seems to be now a fair amount of targeting of them. In fact, I believe now it's about 28 in total in the last few days. That's quite a significant number, and the expectation is that it will rise.
Nabi, we will leave it there for now, but do stay safe over the coming days. Nabi Boulos, who's Middle East Bureau Chief with the LA Times, speaking to us from Beirut. Coming up next, Garth Brooks responds to claims that he sexually assaulted his former makeup artist.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.